Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
A lot of people waking up without fingers in the U.S. Today is the 4th of July. Was last night, although somebody here might be too. Last night, people were firing off fireworks near my house.
Really?
So what the hell's going on?
Maybe Americans are living here. They take it seriously, man. They take it seriously.
I know they do, but I didn't see any Canada Day around my house.
So what? Like, what was Trump doing with tanks and stuff? Like, he was he's doing some military stuff.
Well, he did like a big military parade. There weren't tanks. It was more like planes.
People were mad though.
Flying. Well,
they're mad about everything.
You know what was really? I watched it. You know what was really weird? It was just something North Korea would do. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't. It was showy. It was a little flexy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was a little like flexing our muscles, showing
old
everybody
school
that
America.
We got.
It was old school America.
Yeah, I don't like it though. There was something about it that was very uncool. You know what I mean?
Like, that's the patriotism I like though. That's the patriotism I talk
but
about.
I don't think that was patriotism. Like, it just felt flexy.
Like,
it,
he was showing off, like, don't piss us off or we
like,
could do it.
But not it wasn't don't piss us off. It was don't piss me off. You know what I mean? Like, watching it was very much like I control this. You know what I mean? It wasn't we control this. Just the way
let's be honest, he doesn't control anything.
No, I know, but he was.
I know what
you're
saying.
You know what I mean? He was flexing his
muscles. I like the fact though that they highlight their military, that they love their veterans.
No, I like that too.
They're very patriotic.
But I think
I like that.
We love our veterans too. You know, I think
I don't know the way we're treating them here at home with
well,
the funding and stuff.
But that's not us as citizens.
We
that's
do.
Government.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think especially when it comes to Remembrance Day. I mean, I think we're pretty solemn, and I think we're. You know, we could always do more.
Yeah, we always
we could always do more
for sure.
Let's go to what was really important for the 4th of July, Joey Chestnut.
Did he win again?
The hot dog eating contest. He did.
He won again.
71 wieners.
That's two less than you met. Do you know this guy? Laugh if you want with this guy. He has, he's a civil engineer, but he makes more money doing this than that. Nathan's Hot Dogs gives him hot dogs all year round so that he could practice. So what he does is, before the events, he'll do... He'll do two hard days of eating. Uh-huh. Then he takes 2 days off of 2 days off with like kind of fasting.
Right.
Then he eats greens and then he goes into his competition. So like, so,
well, there's this thing. It's called Major League Eating.
Yeah.
And he actually owns 49 records.
Yeah.
For Major League Eating, of course, including the hot dogs. But
him and Kobayashi went head to head. Those are the two guys.
I've heard he makes upwards to like $800,000 a year.
He makes big time cash, way more than an engineer. Yeah. Say he's not rich, but that's decent money.
$800,000 a year, I would consider rich. I would consider that.
He
rich.
Says, too, when he goes to ball games, he still gets a beer and some hot dogs. He said he's a big fan. I listened to an interview with him. He likes Fenway Franks when he goes there. He eats them.
I've had them. I love them,
too. Would you want to touch a hot dog again? No.
No, I wouldn't.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy, I'm out helping a buddy do some work in Grand Coulee right now. And yesterday afternoon, a couple afternoons this week, we're out there doing some work. And overhead, fighter jets fly. And, I mean, they're kind of used to that in the Moose Jaw area because of 15 Wing. But these are different jets. These are jets we're not used to seeing flying around the area. Like, you're used to seeing the snowbirds every now and then, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But, no, we're seeing, like, F-16s. You're seeing, like, these American jets come up.
The Blue Angels.
I think they are coming. I don't know if they're coming or not. I don't think the Blue Angels are here.
Practicing for the air show, though.
Yeah, well, or just arriving.
Yeah
for the Saskatchewan Air Show in Moose Jaw this weekend. It's the first time in 14 years. They took a long break.
They did take a long break. I went to a couple of them back in the day. They're fun. A lot of people in one spot watching these shows.
Yeah, and great opportunity to steal people's wallets. Everybody's looking up.
It's happened.
Yeah, but air shows are always so fun. I remember I used to always go to the Canada Remembers air show in Saskatoon.
Okay, yeah.
And we would drive down the freeway, and they always had these signs up that said, remember, eyes on the road, air show in progress. And you'd go, well, why would they do that? And all of a sudden, a big, like, F-16 painted like a tiger would fly over your head on the freeway, and you'd go, oh, that's why they have that, because it's the scariest thing in the world to see a big F-16 fighter bearing down on you on the freeway. So, you know, eyes to the road when you drive.
I can't remember. Do they let you look at the planes?
Some of them they do. I remember there's an air show I was at one time. I can't remember if it was a Canada Remembers air show or not, but they had a stealth bomber there, and you couldn't go anywhere near it. They had armed guards sitting around it
which adds
time.
To the mystique.
Yeah, which makes it more awesome, because you're just like, oh, look at that thing. I wish I could go take a look at it, but you can't get within 100 meters of it.
I was looking for Tom Cruise myself. Like, where's Maverick?
Yeah, well,
he's
always.
Maverick around. Where's Val Kilmer?
And
he's over at the concession.
If you're going to, he is at the concession. Can't get in the plane anymore. If you are going to the Saskatchewan Air Show, please dress up like you're in Top Gun. Please
you should.
Do it. It's
I want to hear some Kenny Loggins. If I'm at an air show and there's no Kenny Loggins.
Oh.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Reaching out to Cody Fajardo this morning, other than the big gainer controversy around here. The other one would, of course, be the pronunciation of your name. People are butchering that a lot, right?
A lot. Too many to count. So I actually had to change my last name because people butchered it so much. I had to change the pronunciation of it.
Really? What's it supposed to be?
The technicality of my last name is Fajardo, so you're supposed to roll the R and the J silent because I have Spanish-Italian background descent. But because it was so hard for people starting in college with ESPN and stuff to say my name over the loudspeaker and on TV, that my family decided to go by one name, and we just say Fajardo now, so everybody can kind of stick to one thing, because people thought it was, you know, five different quarterbacks hearing all these different last names, and I just wanted to be, you know, the one Cody Fajardo.
Fajardo. Is that
yeah, that's pretty good right there.
Not bad. Now, I'm going to point something out to you. If you end up like this other guy, you're doing something well, because you know it's Joe Theismann, not Joe Theismann? Did you know that?
Of course, yeah.
When he was in Notre Dame, the PR guy said, you know what, you're in the running. We're going to call you Theismann, and your name's Theismann. He goes, no, my name's Theismann. That's my name. He had to call his dad, and then he finally got it. They wanted him to be called Theismann, so it rhymed with Heisman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess it worked out. I actually had the privilege to hear that story from him when I was with the Argos. He came in and talked to all the quarterbacks, and he told us that exact story of why he changed his name and the marketing aspect behind it.
Okay, Cody Fajardo, you've had two great games, so things are probably starting to slow down for you a little bit out there on the field. Are you ready to take advantage of this opportunity you have?
You know what? I'm so excited just for the opportunity. You know, I've had the privilege to learn from some of the greatest quarterbacks to play in the CFL, mentioning Ricky Ray and Travis Roulet, and even Jennings, who's played at a high level. Guys like that, and just being a sponge around them, being their backups and learning from them and kind of giving them some aspects to help their game has really helped me. And for me, I'm a very religious guy, and I think God was kind of telling me, hey, you're just not ready yet. You're just not ready yet. So I know that when my time comes, being able to sit back and learn from these guys who have done it at such a high level, I know it'll pay dividends in the end.
Again, joined by a quarterback for the Saskatchewan Roughriders, Cody Fajardo. So you recently got married. Congratulations on that. I want to know, how did you propose? You seem like the kind of guy that would put a lot of effort into it.
So basically, I told her that it was around Christmas time. I told her that my family was in town, because my family's from Southern California, and we were currently staying in Reno, Nevada, where I went to college. And I told her my family was coming up for Christmas photos and just to hang out early Christmas. And we went to Mackey Stadium, which is where the University of Nevada plays. Right. And I had all of my family and all of her family in the press box waiting as we were at the 50-yard line. And we were taking pictures, and I'm like, I don't know where my family's at. They're late. You know, I don't know where they're at. And then over the loudspeaker in the stadium, I had our song, which is Crash My Party by Luke Bryan, play. And she was kind of like, what the heck's going on? And I turn her around towards the Jumbotron, and I made this picture collage and this, like, three-minute video basically telling her the reasons I love her and all the reasons I fell in love with her. And at the end of it, I just kind of said, hey, I have a question for you. And then the video cuts out. I got on one knee, proposed, And so she saw me on one knee, and then she turns and she sees her entire family there, my entire family, all of our friends, and it was honestly it went perfect. There was a lot of helping hands that went into it, but it definitely went as planned.
Hey, thanks for this, Cody. Good luck getting that Grey Cup ring, though.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
By the way, that's the most important ring. That's what I want to tell you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cody Fajardo joining us. Thanks, man.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I've been around a while in this in at the Wolf,
yeah,
and I used to kind of have your formula for rock and roll. Like you used to know what a rock song was, right?
Right.
And you know, Def Leppard was a rock band all along, but with Mutt Lange they kind of produced some stuff, and it could be considered pop. And then they went country.
What here with rock music right now, everybody has their own version.
Yeah,
of
opinion
rock.
Of
you
what,
know
what it
I mean?
Is. Yeah.
So my version of rock and roll is totally different than your version of rock and roll. I'm sure your version of rock and roll would be a little bit more old school. I think my version of rock and roll is more grungy 90s sounding, right?
But I think both of our versions of rock and roll were still kind of cut and dried. Like you thought, because I could buy the 90s grunge version.
I think I'm a little less cut and dry is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's just because I'm a little music nerdy.
Yeah, okay.
So
I get it. I'll buy that.
But what I want you to do before I've got a song that just a clip from a song I want to play you guys. Mm-hmm. Before I do, I want you to drop any preconceived notion you have of any artist you've ever heard of. So going into this, I want you to understand that these may be artists you don't necessarily like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I'm not going to tell you who it is. This is a song that was just released this morning. And just have a listen, and just after I play it, it's about a 36-second clip. After I play it, just ask yourself if you like it.
That's the first thing to ask yourself. Yeah.
Do you like the sound of this song?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not making promises that the Wolf will ever play this, but just have a listen. Okay, so I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
But
I like it.
I do too. I really like
it. Sounds fresh.
I didn't know who sang it when I heard it for the first time.
When you told me, I was surprised.
I had the wool pulled over my eyes. That song is sung by Bruno Mars,
mm-hmm.
Ed Sheeran,
mm-hmm.
and Chris Stapleton. So two pop artists and a country artist making that song. Like that.
That sounds rock.
The lines are being blurred nowadays. You know what I mean? Like I would play that song. And the crazy thing is we would get shot if we did by certain people. Like some people would just be outraged. But that's where the lines are blurring.
Well,
I like it.
And to me, that's more rock song than some of the rock songs people say are rock songs.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends who would be considered social media influencers. So by that, what it is, it's usually on Instagram. Mm. They have a ton of people who follow them on Instagram. So if they post pictures of an item, they can get paid for it because, you know, a lot of eyeballs are on it, you know. Or they'll just get the product for free or whatever it is. This guy owns an ice cream shop, and he basically got sick of people asking him for free ice cream. He'd get influencers come up and they'd go, listen, I will give you, I'll post a picture of your ice cream mm-hmm. on my Instagram mm-hmm. if you give it to me for free. And he got sick of that. So what he does now is if any influencers come up, he has a sign too at his ice cream stand that says, influencers pay double. So if they come up and ask for free ice cream, they immediately get double the price.
Well, yeah, you can't pay your bills with publicity.
Well, you can, but it's also super annoying. You know, like it's essentially like asking for
Do they really
asking
work?
For free stuff.
Do they really work? Like, honestly.
Influencers?
Because your buddy's an influencer. Let's use your buddy as an example.
I have a couple.
If he goes to Milk, let's say he goes to Milky Way, and Milky Way is a new flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
Do you really think that because Joe Blow says that their new flavor of ice cream's that good, that everybody's going to rush there because Joe Blow said the ice cream's good?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, to a point.
What a pathetic society.
Sure. Well, you look at the Kardashians, man.
Well, I know. They're the ultimate example.
Well, yeah. But they post anything about, you know, Kendall or Kylie or whatever.
Yeah.
If they post anything about where they're at or any sort of, they'll get some sort of reaction. Of course.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate. It's becoming this kind of advertising game.
See, the one guy, if he told me it was good, that I'd follow, oddly enough, would be like a Howard Stern, because Howard's really,
or like, or The Rock.
Like, there,
you would if The Rock said it was
maybe
good.
But where I was going with this, if Howard Stern's a real critical guy, he's a critical guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if he says it's...
But like The Rock.
Yeah, I love
would
The Rock.
Because
yeah.
You love The Rock, yeah. And you love watching him, yeah, work out.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I know that, and I know you are an Under Armour guy, and so is he. So who would
for you?
A lot. I'll admit, I'm influenced by it all the time, social media.
So if a guy tells you to go do, like,
I don't do it because they told me to go do it, but I'll see an item they have or whatever, and I'll go, that is a good idea. I could probably have
I would if The Rock told me about certain workout clothes or workout gear, but if he told me that this steak from this steakhouse was good, I wouldn't rush to go because The Rock told me it's good.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Check this out. These are products, though, that Canadians, I don't know if they're necessarily homegrown, but they are definitely something Canadians are into. These are some of them. Diffusers, the room diffusers now. Yeah. My daughter has like four of them.
Like statistically, Canadians buy these more than any other country.
Yeah, diffusers. Okay. They're big time into diffusers. Yeah.
I think that's because... maybe it's because it's cold and we have dry air and people think that they...
I don't know, but it's not beautiful. Knee compression sleeve. You know the knee compression sleeves?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Statistically, we buy them more. I don't know, but they're saying
bad
knee. I don't know. Was it from
because of ice?
Maybe.
Walking on ice?
I don't know, but I'm
just trying to think of reasons.
I've never worn one, but I know a lot of people do. Mm. This is a big one now amongst the Canadians. The book, The Art of Not Giving an F.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got it.
That's a big, I don't have that one, but I do have a diffuser. I can speak to this. This is something that Canadians are getting onto now.
Statistically, we have more of, yeah.
All natural teeth whitening.
Okay.
With you use charcoal powder to do it. So what you do is you take the special toothbrush they give you, you mix the charcoal powder with water, you brush your teeth, and then you brush your teeth with regular toothpaste.
I feel like if it needs to be explained to us, it's a lie. Do you know what I mean? Like, if we buy a lot of it, we should know what it is. I've never even heard of it.
Well, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. And this one is really catching wind amongst Canadians. It's called the Life Straw. It was the Time Magazine invention of the year.
Yeah.
What you do is you take this water and you put it in this tube and it purifies it.
Right.
And it's not battery operated. There's no chemicals.
Yeah.
And campers can have it or you can use it at home too.
A lot of people in the mountains, they'll hike through the mountains. They'll use it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've heard a lot of people.
Do
I have one of those?
Yeah.
No.
That would be something.
I don't drink water.
That'd be something I might be. Well, you always have a headache.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
July 4th is, of course, you know, Independence Day down in the States, but it's also the day that they host the world-famous Nathan's hot dog eating contest, and Joey Chestnut won it yesterday.
Yeah, he wins again. He had 71 hot dogs. Last year he had 73, so maybe slowing down. This guy's an engineer, but he makes more eating hot dogs in the Major League Eating.
Yeah, about 800,000 a year, something like that. Taking a little heat, though, Peter King, who's been here in Regina, actually covered the Riders, right?
Yep. One game,
for a little bit. And what is he? Sports Illustrated?
I used to be. Now he's with Pro Football Talk. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Peter King, he's a big name in media, and he criticized ESPN actually in their 30 for 30 franchise because they did it a 30 for 30 on Joey Chestnut and competitive eating.
Yeah.
And Peter King said, "quote A shame that as at least." A fifth of children in America go to bed hungry nightly. They're highlighting gluttony, treating someone who overeats excessively as a competitive athlete. Truly disgusting. Joey Chestnut responded, and actually responded reasonably. Like I didn't know how a guy who would be a competitive eater would respond, if he would have an intelligent response, a guy who pounds hot dogs for a living. But he said...
I think Peter King is kind of narrow-minded. He's picking low-hanging fruit. It's easy to criticize something. He could easily criticize NASCAR for greenhouse gas emissions.
Now, in fairness to Joey Chestnut, I think it's ridiculous they did a 30-for-30 on him, too, with Kobayashi, but maybe they're looking for content. But in fairness to Nathan's, they do give food, like hot dogs and stuff, to and make donations to food banks around the country, so it's not like they don't give money.
But why is it ridiculous to have them on a 30 for 30?
No, it's not. You think he's a competitive athlete?
But it's about rivalry. And that was a big rivalry.
Well, ESPN is sports. It's a sports.
Is it?
Well, it should be.
So is it different than darts?
Well, yeah, well, I'm not a big fan of darts either. Darts shouldn't be on there. But darts takes a little bit.
Different than poker?
Darts, do you think eating hot dogs takes talent?
Clearly it does.
Does it take more talent than in throwing darts?
I think so. I think it takes just as much. Like, listen, if you can be better at something than someone, it takes talent. If you can be better at something, like breathing generally doesn't take talent. You know what I mean?
Although he does swallow air to keep his muscles in.
But do you think of something like that when you eat? I don't.
Swallowing air?
Yeah.
No.
In order to be competitive about it?
No.
Like, I mean, there has to be a certain talent to it. Because he's better at it than anybody else is, and he's better at it every year. So he must have more talent when it comes to eating than you and I.
I guess so. I just don't find it, some 30 for 30 worthy.
You would be a traditionalist when it comes to sports.
Yeah. That's right? Not a sport. It's you're eating. It's gluttony. You're eating.
Okay. So
you can jam more wieners in your mouth than anybody else. Congratulations.
Okay, well, that is low-hanging fruit. That's too easy, Ballsy. I will not bite.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Stranger Things, the new season is out on Netflix. Came out yesterday. Netflix has been taking some heat for the amount of smoking they show on it. On Stranger Things, like, because a lot of the characters hack darts, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of the shows on Netflix, portray people smoking. And Netflix has said they're going to tone that down. They're now, in their Netflix original series, they're not going to have as many people hacking darts. And I might suggest that people suck it up, Buttercup, and just, when you see somebody smoking on TV, tell your kids that's gross.
Yeah. I mean, what's the big deal? Why do we have to channel that? Curb it.
I don't understand.
Makes no sense to me.
How that stops it. You know, like, as a former smoker, I will admit, when I watch, like, Mad Men,
mm-hmm.
That one used to be a trigger for me, where it would be like, oh, man, smoking looks so good. But I never got mad at Mad Men, you know?
Well,
I got mad at myself because I'm like, why did I become addicted to this?
Yeah.
Like,
it's up to you to be disciplined. It's nothing to do with the TV show.
Being in the media too, just why is there so much responsibility on us? Like, you're not an idiot. You're not an idiot.
Yeah.
Stop acting like you are. You're not. You have your own life. Don't be so influenced by things.
Well, it kind of goes back to what you were talking about earlier in the show with influencers, though, because I like
on
a
Instagram,
hot dog.
Yeah.
You like a hot dog, too. Have your own mind. You know what? You smoke because you smoke, not because, hey, you know, that guy looks like he's pretty cool when he smokes. I think I might smoke.
Like, I do follow those influencers and stuff. And I will admit, there are some products that they might get me on, and I might be like, yeah, I'm going to buy that. But I don't buy the product because they were using it. I might buy the product because I go, hey, you know what? That actually looks useful.
I never knew that product
existed.
It's just
like any sort of advertising, right? I don't understand how this is going to affect the smoking, like how this is going to get kids to stop smoking by not showing smoking on Netflix.
It adds to the plot line in some cases.
It does.
Like, in some cases, it does. You got a gangster, he's smoking. Or whatever, cowboy.
So what? You can't have... So on Netflix now, when it comes to, like, The Ranch, you know that show?
Yeah.
So they're not going to be drinking beer now?
Yeah.
Well, they're drinking beer, so automatically that means your 13-year-old child's going to grab a Budweiser. Well, that's just what it means.
That's exactly
what
it means.
Science, right?
Yeah.
So we got to eliminate that. Oh, man. But it's totally okay for Game of Thrones to literally show 1,000 people die in one episode.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay. Because it's okay for your kids to kill people.
But heaven forbid they have a beer or hack a dart.
Yeah, the same argument I had for CSI. Show how the bullet went in and how
right,
the person
exactly.
killed somebody.
But don't show a boob.
No. Oh, boobs is terrible. God.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
How can you not be in a great mood? Today, looking like we're going to hit about 24. Tomorrow, there's a slight chance of rain, but really not much. And we're going to celebrate Saskatchewan with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
That's right. Miriam's in from the Riders to talk about that. First off, good Canada Day celebrations. It went pretty well. All things considered.
Yeah, I mean, you can't control the weather.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That flag was incredible.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
that,
great.
It was almost like a tearjerker patriotic moment when that flag rolled up.
What'd you do for the 2 hours?
I was in command center on emergency communications.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah. So just notifying people.
I ate hot dogs, put my feet up. Like, this is great. A little break here in the action. I was a little worried the Riders might crap the bed when they came out because, you know, with the lull and everything,
yes.
But they got it done. Are the number 7 jerseys flying off the rack over there now?
I mean, we need to talk about that though.
Yeah.
Like there's something special happening right now,
yeah,
which is
really
why
is.
I think makes Saturday even that more important to come watch. I mean, outside of even the entertainment value, which is there, like there are good things happening with this team right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Things are looking good. Now we've got the Calgary Stampeders coming in here and Bo probably won't play. They're a little bit nicked up, but they're always a tough test. It's always a fun night when the champs come into town.
Yes. Well, and there's nothing more that they hate than Saskatchewan, which is why we've called it Sasky Saturday.
And what does that entail?
Well, I mean, I what we've tried to do is just embrace the things that make Saskatchewan unique. I mean, we do pay homage to the Saskatchewan flag at one point. We have Tennille Arts in for our halftime show, which is a very proud Saskatchewan artist.
For
and
sure.
then we've got, we're announcing a collaboration between Hard Pressed and 22 Fresh.
Oh,
so
cool.
Two Saskatchewan brands that, you know, just have made such a phenomenal name for themselves
in the clothing province.
Brands, yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of humor that you see in this game because the players have come up and they don't know Saskatchewan. You know, like they don't necessarily know Saskatchewan, but boy, they've already heard a few things that they go, that must be unique to Saskatchewan. So we've done a bit of a parody on. So, you know, what have you heard that you don't hear at home?
That's good.
Oh, yeah. I could only imagine.
I always like the junior reporter too. That's always cool with the little kid interviewing the kid.
Yes.
Or the player. I always love that.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
A lot of fun.
And of course, you have the party before the game too, so people could show up and party in the park.
So Party in the Park, being an 8 o'clock game, Party in the Park is going to open at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are really encouraging anybody that wants to come, like, come have dinner, like, come hang out. But there is entertainment booked for that whole 3 hours now. So not only is there inflatables, face painting and that, but it is emceed. So the whole thing's emceed, live DJ, food and beverage. I mean, there's lots of things happening.
And we're set up down there with Rock and Roll Summer as well. So people can
chance to win concert tickets for a whole year from the Wolf.
Yeah.
And you just never know what's going to happen at a Rough Rider game. So you're always encouraged to buy your, you just never know. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be fun, and it's going to be fun to see Fajardo win another one. So,
Fajardo,
and by the way,
yes.
May I say, Miriam, that I like the new gainer. Can I just point that out and say that I like the new gainer?
Well, you and 10 others.
I bet you your phone wasn't ringing on that one.
I hadn't heard a thing about that.
I'm an old Saskatchewanian, so I don't like change.
Oh, I like change. I think it looks great. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.